Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv. Subject Muniyatul Murid. Teacher Sheikh Mustafa Akhund. Lesson number 2.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد اللهم كن لوليك الحجة بن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear respected students, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we've been honored to read through a great book within ethics of gaining knowledge by the name of Muniyatul Murid by Shahid al-Thani. We started reading the text, inshallah. You will also be very good to follow us when we read. If you have the book in Arabic, that will be good. And also to follow us within the English translation, inshallah. The book starts by stating, فَإِنَّ كَمَالَ الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّمَا هُوَ بِالْعِلْمِ. Perfection and completion of a person's character is based on one's knowledge. In this day and age that we live, unfortunately, we don't see that much value for knowledge. And the person who is knowledgeable doesn't have that much status within our society compared to a person who has wealth and materialistic belongings. And the book in here says that the perfection and completion of a person's character is based on one's knowledge. The more we gain knowledge, the more we have knowledge, the more we are completed and we are perfected. And as we mentioned in the previous session, we see a lot of emphasis within the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, starting from Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, within the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, on knowledge, gaining knowledge. How much reward is there for a person who gained knowledge, especially the knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Very, very important, inshallah. We will read through the narrations, and the more we read, the more, inshallah, it will motivate us. Because some people, they are motivated when they start a new project, when they start seminary. They are motivated, and they go 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. If they don't see that much results, and if they don't see any benefits from it, they might, inshallah, none of you, but we're talking about some other people, they might get discouraged. These ahadith, these narrations, inshallah, keep pushing us forward through gaining the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. فَإِنَّ كَمَالَ الْإِنسَانِ إِنَّمَا هُوَ بِالْعِلْمِ. Completion of person's character is based on one's knowledge. الَّذِي يُضَاهِي بِهِ مَلَائِكَةَ السَّمَاءِ. And insight, because under the auspices of one's insight, a person's can put himself in line with the angels and prepare to reach a high station in the next world. Not only do they scholars and learned people achieve a high positions in the next world, they also receive thanks and praise from God and the people in this world. Knowledge is something that we will gain benefit from it in this world, in dunya and akhirah. We read within our qunut on a daily basis, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. Well, Allah, give us hasana, give us rewards, give us blessings in this world and hereafter. The best way to get it is to gain knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. وَيَسْتَحَقُّ بِهِ رَفِيعَ الدَّرَجَاتِ. He will gain higher levels. He will achieve higher levels in hereafter. فِي الْعُقْبَى مَعَ جَمِيلِ الثَّنَاءِ فِي الدُّنْيَا. And also in this world, it will be praised by people. وَيَتَفَضَّلُ مِدَادُهُ عَلَىٰ دِمَاءِ الشُّهَدَاءِ. We probably have heard lectures and we have read hadith. How many reward is there for the damu shaheed, for the blood of the martyr? For example, we have a narration that the first drop of blood that spills on the ground from a shaheed, from a murder, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all of his sins. How much reward is there? And you can search, and I encourage the topics that we bring on the sides after that. For example, on a daily basis, you might take 2, 3, 4 lessons or 5 lessons. It depends on your schedule. The topics that we mentioned, for example, if you remember within the previous episode, we recommended you to read the life of Shahid al-Thani so you can appreciate the life of the scholar, what they went through to gain this knowledge and to pass it to you and I. For example, today you can go and read, what is the virtue of a shaheed? What is the virtue of a martyr? That medaduhu, medadul ulama, the pen of the scholar, has higher status than the blood of a martyr. Why is that? Why is it that a pen, doesn't mean necessarily like when you pen, this actual physical pen. No, that's the process of you gaining knowledge and being involved with reading and writing and trying to gain this knowledge for your benefit and benefiting other people. Why it becomes higher, has higher status than the blood of a person who went and who defended the religion of Islam, who went to jihad. For example, we have when ISIS attacked Iraq and started getting closer to the holy places of Qadamain and Samarra and Karbala and Najaf, we see that a fatwa of a marja' taqlid comes and encourages people to go and defend your property, defend your land, defend your holy sites. With one fatwa of an alim, of a scholar, we see what motivates a shaheed to go and put and sacrifice his life. I mean, we see, unfortunately, for some people, it is very, very difficult for them to sacrifice their money. When you ask them for a donation for a charitable cause, it is very hard for them to give a dollar or two or 100 or 1,000 or more. It becomes difficult. These people, these shuhada, these martyrs, they go and they sacrifice their lives for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, defending their hometown, defending their religion, defending their beliefs and their holy sites. What level they have, what level they attain, but the effort that a scholar puts by gaining the knowledge of Quran and Ahl Bayt alayhi salam attains higher position, where it says, وَيَتَفَضَّلُ مِدَادُهُ عَلَىٰ دِمَاءِ الشُّهَدَاءِ. The pen which the scholar moves over paper or stationery in order to enlighten society is more valuable and distinguished than the blood of martyrs and those who sacrifice what? Themselves in the way of God. Because Shaheed, when he goes and he sacrifice, we're not lessening the value and status of Shaheed. Not. We're trying to show what is the level that a scholar has. For example, inshallah, if you get a chance to read the life of our ulama, one of them, Shaheed al-Thani, how he was killed, why he was killed, and how many trips he took to gain this knowledge. Allama al-Amini, Allama al-Halli, and so on and so forth. What they went through, what challenges they faced. Some of these scholars, they didn't have money to eat. They would save their money to buy bread. They would save this money so they can buy a book to read, to gain this knowledge and to keep writing. They would do a lot of hard labor to gain some money so they can buy a book. One of our scholars didn't have money to buy a candle so he can read at nighttime. He would come outside to see by the light of the moon so he can read. How much benefits we have, how much we have gained from these scholars, and we are responsible. You and I, we are responsible toward these scholars. On the day of Qiyamah, these scholars will come and will tell me, Mustafa, I did what I did. Sleepless nights, under very, 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 very hard circumstances, I tried to gain the knowledge of Quran and Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam and explain it to you. Did you get it yourself, number one? Did you read it? Did you learn it? Did you practice it? And number two, how much effort did you put to transfer to the next generation, to the people after you? Your journey and my journey and the journey of every student of the knowledge of Quran and Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, it's a holy journey and it requires a lot of sacrifices. Where we said again, the pen which the scholar moves over paper or stationery in order to enlighten society is more valuable and distinguished than the blood of martyrs and those who sacrifice themselves in the way of God. When a scholar or a learned person takes a step, this is the, so these are motivations. You know, in America, we have a saying, what is in it for me? Everything that we do, we ask, what's in it for me? We try to gain, we see, this action of mine, this endeavor of mine, what's in it for me? What I will get back? The text says, وَتَضَعُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَجْنِحَتِهَا تَحْتَ رِجْلَيْهِ إِذَا مَشَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ الطَّيْرُ فِي الْحَوَى وَالْحِيطَانُ فِي الْمَاءِ. Students, when he takes steps, students of the knowledge of Qur'an, Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, when he takes steps toward gaining this knowledge, what happens to this person? What makes us motivated more and more to gain this knowledge? The translation of the text is, when a scholar or a learned person takes a step, God's angel spreads out their wings and feathers under his feet. Malaikatullah, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much value they have? Higher, may angels have higher status than human beings. Allah has three kinds of creation, amongst others. Angels, highest, human being, and animals. This human being, by the intellect and the desire that Allah has given him, if he follows his intellect, he can get higher than angels. And if he doesn't use his intellect, and he uses his desires, as Quran says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. He becomes like animals or even worse than animals. So the person who is gaining the knowledge of Qur'an and Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, when he walks, God's angels spread out their wings and feather under his feet. What else? The birds in the sky and the fish in the water watch over him and ask the Lord to forgive and send his mercy on him. What other blessings do we want? These couple of statements, again, which it's based on a hadith, inshallah, it will come further. We read the hadith where Shahid Uthani extracted these texts from. And we will see the hadith of Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam. How much value you and I, as the students of Quran and Qala al-Sadiq and Qala al-Baqir have. We have to keep reminding ourselves, despite all the difficulties that we go through, despite all the negativity that some people might have upon us, that you're studying this, there's no benefit into it, listen to these texts. That there's birds in the skies and the fish in the sea will pray for you and I. And will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and to send his blessing upon you and I. It's a benefit that you and I, we have. It's an honor that we have, which we have to hold on to it dearly. And وَيُفْضِلُ or يَفْضِلُ نَوْمَةُ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْ لَيَالِيهِ عَلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ الْعَابِدِ سَبْعِينَ سَنَةٍ. Other motivations. Which says that when a scholar who is gaining the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam sleeps one night. وَنَوْمَةُ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْ لَيَالِيهِ. If a scholar, the one who is gaining the knowledge of Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam and Quran, sleeps one night while he's sleeping, that one night sleeping, يُفْضِلُ or يَفْضِلُ نَوْمَةُ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْ لَيَالِيهِ عَلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ الْعَابِدِ سَبْعِينَ سَنَةٍ. عَابِد is a person who has dedicated himself to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He completely worships and dedicated himself to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day and night prayers and supplications and recitation of Quran. How much rewards this individual gets in 70 years of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This one night sleep of a scholar who is gaining the knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, while he's sleeping, he's not gaining the knowledge. But during the day, he was gaining the knowledge, and right now he's resting at night time. So tomorrow again, for him, he wants to rest, and his intention behind this rest is for me to rest, and inshallah, tomorrow I have more energy that I can gain the knowledge of Quran and Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam, to apply it myself first, and then to educate other people. This one night of sleep has greater reward than 70 years of abid dedicating himself to supplicate and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So number one, the pen and the endeavor and the effort that a scholar puts gaining the knowledge of Quran Ahl Bayt alayhim as-salam has higher value than the blood of a martyr. Second, when a person who's gained the knowledge of Ahl Bayt alayhi salam and Quran walks, the angels will lay down their feather and their wings under his feet, and the birds in the skies and the fish in the sea will pray for this person and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him and send his blessings. And fourth, one night of sleep of this scholar, this alim bi'ulum al-Quran and Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, one night of sleep has greater reward by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than a 70 years ibadah of abid. وَنَاهِيكَ بِذَٰلِكَ جَلَالَةً وَعَظَمًا. What a great honor we have that we have to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We give another action plan today. As you being with us, last episode today is, this episode is our next episode, that we give action plans. In the morning, after prayer, while inshallah you do Tasbih Fatima to Zahra salamullah alayha, which is very, very recommended after Salah, very, very much recommended by the Imams of Ahl Bayt alayhim salam, been prescribed for us, 34 times Allahu Akbar, which you know of it, 33 Alhamdulillah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Subhanallah. After we're done with Tasbih Fatima to Zahra salamullah alayha, we do one Tasbih, one round of 100 Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah, Shukrullah, any of these verses that he honored us to be amongst those people who are gaining the knowledge of Quran Ahl Bayt alayhi wa sallam. It's a blessing, it's an honor that we have. Not everybody has this honor. Know your own value. Appreciate every minute that you are listening and reading and researching within this ocean of the knowledge of Quran and Ahl Bayt alayhi wa sallam. It's an endless ocean. No matter how much we gain from their knowledge of Quran, Ahl Bayt alayhim salam, still there is more to come. So know your own value that you have, that angels, what they do for you. Your one night sleep, it's greater than 70 years worship, dedication of a worshipper of abid toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fish in the sea, birds in the sky pray for you and ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لكن ليس جميع العلم يوجب الزلفة. Not every, however, we should be cautious that every learning and science cannot guarantee a person's closeness to God. It's not that every knowledge, this will happen to it. It will come to it. Right now, which kind of علم he is discussing? Again, لكن ليس جميع العلم يوجب الزلفة. However, we should be cautious that every learning and science cannot guarantee a person's closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تَحْصِيلُهُ كَيْفَ اتَّفَقَ يُثْمِرُ الرِّضَى. And studying science in any form, under any circumstances, and without any restrictions cannot bring that lofty degree of conditions. Meaning, we are in need of ethics. Of how to read, how to learn. We need a process. We need merits of how to gain the knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. وَلَا تَحْصِيلُهُ كَيْفَ اتَّفَقَ يُثْمِرُ الرِّضَى. If we want Allah's satisfactions, if we want Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam satisfactions, and we need at least those four benefits of the of a person gaining the knowledge of Quran, Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, to get to us and guarantee us that there is a way to do it. There is a merit in it. And there is ethics that we have to keep in mind. بَلْ لِتَحْصِيلِهِ شَرَائِطٌ. To gain this knowledge, the knowledge of Quran, Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, there are conditions. And in order to gain knowledge, there are regulations. And as we said, the first one of the regulations that we mentioned in a previous episode, and inshallah we will mention it again and again, which was our action plan from our previous episode, was to be at the condition of wudu. Anytime that we are reading a book or two, or we're listening to these videos, make sure for us to be at the condition of wudu. وَلَتَرْتِيبِهِ ضَوَابِطٌ. Someone etiquettes, rules and duties, in order to gain knowledge, there are basic facts, foundations and understanding which are indispensable. We are in need of it. وَلِلْمُلْتَبِسِ بِهِ آدَابٌ وَوَضَائِفٌ. There are regulations, there are etiquettes that we need to undertake. وَلِطَلَبَهِ أَوْضَاعٌ وَمَعَارِفٌ. Well, there are foundations, there are etiquettes, there are merits. لَابُدَّ لِمَنْ أَرَادَ شَيْئًا مِنْهُ مِنَ الْوُقُوفِ عَلَيْهَا. We must learn, we must gain this knowledge of how to gain knowledge. We must know these merits, we must know these etiquettes or ethics of how to gain the knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalam. وَالرَّجُوعُ فِي مَطْلُوبِهِ إِلَيْهَا لِأَلَّا يُضِيعُ سَعْيَهُ وَلَا يُخْمَدُ جَدُّهُ. So, if he doesn't, the students of the knowledge of Quran, Ahlul Bayt alayhi wassalam, if he did not apply these teachings, these ethics, which says, all of those who are in search of knowledge are forced to become precisely aware of these informations. They must take refuge in them in the course of arriving at their goal so that their struggles will not be wasted. We do something, but if we don't do it in a rightly manner, we will not get the benefit out of it. So I'll give you an example, for example, to be very tangible. For example, cooking food. Well, there is ethics in it. How much salt you should put, how much turmeric you should put, how much oil you should put, how much it should be on, how much it should be cooking. Everything has its own ethics. If you want to fry, or if you want to boil, how long it should be, how much oil, it has ethics. I don't know any of these ethics, or merits, or how to cook. I like salt. I like salty food. I just take the salt and I just keep pouring and pouring and pouring. I bring it and put it on a table. I'm hungry. I want to eat. As soon as I take the first bite, it cannot be taken. I put all the effort. I bought the food. I cooked it. I spent all of my time on it. And I waited patiently. But I didn't have the ethics. Well, as it says here, they must take refuge in them in the course of arriving at their goal, so that their struggle will not be wasted and their endeavors will not be afflicted with delay or disappointment. So we have to be very, very careful with these ethics to make sure, learn them, apply them, and do whatever it takes for us to remember them, because we forget. We remind ourselves. Previous action plan from the previous episode. Number one, to be at the condition of wudu as much as possible. Second action plan, let us remind ourselves on a daily basis, renewing our intention that we are studying this qurbatan Allah ta'ala, that I want to seek nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I want to gain His satisfaction and the satisfaction of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and I want to be their servant and I want to be their servant, so I can serve them and serve their cause, which was educating people, informing people about this beautiful religion that you and I have. And today we said, for example, go and research what is the virtue and the reward of a shaheed within the religion of Islam. When you see that, and the more you see it, the more you see how much reward a shaheed gets, a scholar, then inshallah you and I, we are scholars of the religion of Ahl Bayt, the path of Ahl Bayt and the religion of Islam, our rewards will be higher inshallah by the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin.
Imam Sadiq Online Seminary. Website www.imamsadiq.tv.